phone now, one of my fun guests that I like talking to. We had him on the last 2 years for his Ash Kane novels, and now he's back with another book to help you with your weight. Plant Power, Flip Your Plate, Change Your Weight, Dr. Ian K. Smith. How are you, sir?
Great. How are you? Great to talk to you.
You too. Let's get it out of the way right now. I just looked. Is there another Ash Kane novel with the Great Mechanic coming this year?
It's going to be coming out actually in 2023.
Okay.
It's already finished. It's called The Overnights. And it's interesting. Ash Kane, of course, is the lead detective. He's the main character. But people really do love his sidekick, Mechanic. I'm glad you like him.
So it got pushed back. It's not coming out this year. That's very depressing to me, Doc. I've been looking forward to it since last year.
Well, it's sad to you and me also and many other people, yes. The publisher just changed the schedule, and, you know, I want it to come out this year. It's ready to go, but, you know, it's a team effort, and so it's going to be published probably second quarter of next year.
Okay. We'll get that out of the way. Now, Plant Power, your new book, is out in stores now. And before we start talking about how we can lose weight or get better in shape or eat better foods, I love the very beginning, a note from the author. So let's backtrack a little bit. You've been doing this for a while. You've had a bunch of books out that have been very successful. But your very first book, you put out on your website because you could not get somebody to publish it. And then you realized you had been on – you're an avid golfer. You've been on the golf course with a big shot from St. Martin's Press, which publishes your books. And you remembered you had a card in your pocket. So you said, oh, you know what? I played golf with them. I'm going to call him up. What the hell? He gave me his card. You called him up. He bought your book, and the rest is history.
Absolutely. The book was called The Fat Smash Diet. It was my first New York Times bestseller. The guy who helped me out was a guy named Steve Cohen, who to this day remains a great friend of mine. But, you know, it just goes to show that, you know, number one, sometimes you have to be fearless and you have to be willing to try things even against the odds. But number two, networking is so important. You never know who you meet, how you meet them, or when you guys can be helpful to each other. So this guy met very innocently at a golf tournament because we both love to play golf. Never had any intention of having any kind of a business relationship with him. But the need arose. I needed someone to hopefully publish the book that I had been publishing online, and it was just exceeding my ability to fill the demand. There's so many people who wanted the Fat Smash Diet. I just couldn't fulfill it. And so I remembered, yeah, I met this guy on the golf course, and he was with some big publisher. I called him up, and literally within 2 weeks, I was meeting in his office with an editor. They bought the book. They rejiggered the book just a little bit compared to how I had it, and it was on the bestsellers list for tens of weeks. It was a really great experience.
Well, hopefully he'll keep publishing your books after you put down his golf game a little bit at the end.
he's very clear on where I stand on his horrible golf game.
How is your golf game these days? Are you doing pretty good?
Yeah. The golf game is solid. In fact, Ash Kane, who is, you know, the lead detective main character in the book The Unspoken and Wolf Point that you mentioned, that detective series, he's an avid golfer also. So I'd like to try to instill where I can some of the traits and attributes and desires that I have into some of my characters. And so I'm an avid golfer, always looking to improve my handicap like anybody else, but I enjoy the game tremendously.
Your new book, Plant Power, let's get to it. So you're saying if people get more of a plant-based diet, and that doesn't mean you have to go full vegetarian, full vegan. Just go from, if you're doing like 70% meat, 30% plants, go to 30% meat and 70% plants. And you give all these different lists at the beginning of the book, different foods and different ways to like lower your cholesterol or lower your blood pressure or to help boost your moods. But the perception I get, as far as plant-based foods, I love fruits and vegetables. I can eat those all day long. But these plant-based meats, I've never tried one. I've always heard that they're not that good, but you say that they are. I mean, what, can you dispel that rumor?
Yeah, well, first of all, Plant Power is a four-week program that I think most people are going to want to follow. I think that, listen, I love meat as much as anybody else. I love ribeyes and chopped barbecue and brisket, but I also realized I was eating too much meat. And so I didn't want to totally eliminate meat, but I wanted to also increase the amount of plant-based foods I was consuming because I know all of the great health benefits that come with eating more plant-based. So I went from a 70% animal-based food kind of diet regimen that was 70% animal-based, 30% plant-based. And over the 4 weeks, I shifted the numbers. So then I became 70% plant-based and 30% animal-based. And the beauty of it is that I didn't miss the meat because I was still having it occasionally, but I felt so much better. I felt lighter, stronger. I was sleeping better. My thinking was better. My mood was better. My energy was higher. And so I think the vast majority of Americans don't necessarily want to become vegan or vegetarians. I think they still want to have their meat and seafood and dairy occasionally, but I also think that they want to eat more plant-based. So Plant Power is a book for, I think, for most people who want to just eat better and maybe not eat perfectly. And I think that people have to understand that, you know, when you talk about eating more plant-based, that it's so many options out there for you. You know what I mean? It's the recipes are wonderful in the book. Sometimes people don't want to eat vegetables because they don't taste well. Well, they don't taste well because people don't cook them well and don't season them well. And so in the book, I have all kinds of recipes to help people. But I think, by and large, that people do want to be more plant-based, that the health benefits are unbelievable, lowering your blood pressure, cholesterol levels, preventing heart disease and some types of cancer, stroke, even helping with type 2 diabetes. And, of course, the weight loss is important, right? I mean, you know, I didn't lose any weight because I don't need to lose weight. But if you need to lose weight, we have a Facebook group where after 4 weeks, people lost on average 10 to 12 pounds. So I would encourage people to join that Facebook group. I'm in it, helping people through the program for free. The Facebook group is called Plant Power. And also on Instagram, I help people with the program. And my Instagram is at Dr. Ian Smith. Spell the doctor out, I-A-N Smith.
When you're talking about meats, now, is it more, it's obvious, is it more healthy to eat more chicken and fish as opposed to steak and hamburger and pork and lamb chops and pork chops and that type of stuff?
Well, lean meats like seafood and chicken with, you know, nice lean protein with fewer calories, fewer fats, obviously that is the healthier way to go. But on Plant Power, you can have steak, you can have burgers occasionally. I don't dictate what type of meat you have. I just ask you to consume it less. And, you know, to your earlier point about, you know, these meat substitutes that are out there, these plant-based meat substitutes, there are a lot of them out there. They're all very different. I would just caution people to be careful of what they choose and to look at the ingredients. In the book, I give you kind of a guide to how to choose which is the best meat alternative. Listen, sometimes these meat alternatives can be less healthy than the meat itself. You might as well just go and get the beef, you know, burger rather than have the plant-based. Because a lot of times manufacturers, they will add too much fat or the wrong types of fat. They end up adding all types of ingredients that can increase the calorie count. So the calorie count on one of these alternatives or these substitutes could be more than the original. And you also have to be careful of the sodium. Sometimes they put too much sodium in there. So I give a little kind of crib sheet, a short guide to how you can choose which is the best meat alternatives or plant-based meats that you want to eat.
Is there a better fresh or frozen, organic or non-organic? I mean, is there a big difference? I know canned usually has more sodium in it.
Yeah. Well, you know, fresh is always best, but sometimes you can't get fresh. Sometimes fresh doesn't last as long, and sometimes it's expensive. And so frozen these days, there are a lot of great manufacturers and stores who are selling really good frozen fruits and vegetables. They've been flash frozen, which means they've been frozen very quickly as they've come out of the ground or off the tree, so their nutrients are intact. They also are not freezing them with a lot of preservatives and a lot of sugars and added ingredients. And so these days, in any regular grocery store, you can find a lot of good frozen fruits and vegetables that are very healthy, put in the freezer, they're available to you, and they can be very economical.
What's your favorite fruits to eat?
My favorite fruits, I love all types of fruits. Jeez, I love apples, I love pears and bananas. I'm a pretty old-fashioned guy that way. I love freshly squeezed OJ. It's my favorite. You know, my vegetables actually hasn't changed. I now love Brussels sprouts because I was a kid, the way Brussels sprouts, they were cooked, it was not very enticing at all. But now that you roast them and put oil on them and season them, oh, my goodness, roasted Brussels sprouts when they're crispy are enormously pleasurable.
What, in your opinion, if you can only have one fruit and one vegetable, I mean, something's happening, they're only growing one fruit and one, what's the best ones to have if you can only have one of each?
From the vegetable side, I would probably go with kale. From the fruit side, I would probably go with I'd probably go with an apple.
Yeah, and you kind of, you discuss in the book what a lot of the benefits are of some of these fruits. Like bananas have a lot of good qualities to them. I noticed you mentioned bananas a lot and some of these things.
Yeah, people underestimate. Listen, fruits and vegetables are the nature's way of giving us basically medicine. These plants are full of all the types of chemicals and nutrients, phytonutrients, plant nutrients, that are extremely helpful to give us better health, and full of vitamins and minerals. And so bananas is one of them. Bananas are great, but there's so many. And by the way, you want to make sure that you have color. Color of fruits and vegetables really speaks to them having something called antioxidants, which are disease fighters. Everyone's heard the word antioxidant. Antioxidants help us fight disease or stave off disease. And so that's why the more colorful the fruit or vegetable, the more antioxidants they tend to have.
Okay, so now, you, of course, we said before, everything in moderation. On this four-week plan, would it be a good idea to, for the 4 weeks anyways, if you can, skip the alcohol, skip that scoop of ice cream that you might want to have, or some popcorn at the movie theater if you go to the movies? Or,
well, it's interesting. This book is different than my diet books, which are specifically about watching your calories and where you're getting your calories from. This is more just about people becoming more plant-based. And so, yes, you can have alcohol. I don't restrict you from drinking alcohol. Of course, I would like you to do it in moderation, because alcohol also has calories. It has effect on your liver and other parts of your body. So I'm not, even though I don't put a restriction on your alcoholic consumption, obviously moderation, of course, is key. Eating popcorn, which is a whole grain, is great. It's wonderful. It's plant-based. Try not to, you know, put too much butter on it, of course, but you can season it with some nice seasoned salt. So the book is very liberal in the sense of the types of food that you can eat. It's not overly restrictive. People have found it to be quite easy, actually. It's a way that people can eat forever. Once again, it's a four-week program that gradually shifts you into eating more plant-based. It's not dramatic. You don't have plant or meat withdrawal, but it really does a great job, I think, of allowing you to make that transition and making it a lifestyle change.
You were on, when Obama was in office, you were on his President's Council of Fitness, Sports, and Nutrition. Hey, did you ever get him out on the golf course?
Never on the golf course, but I have played basketball with him. Pretty decent basketball player. He's a lefty. But, you know, he's a competitor. I've seen him, obviously, play golf, and it'd be cool to play golf with him. But I like to have a good time on a golf course. I like to be competitive, so I like guys who want to compete but also want to have a good time while they're doing it.
I can just imagine the Secret Service. You're going out to play basketball. Don't get hurt. That's the last thing we need is for you to get hurt.
Yeah, the Secret Service, they were there in the corners of the gym, and they were watching very closely. But, no, everyone treated him just like another ball player. I mean, everyone wanted to win, so you know, you try to block a shot like you try to block anybody's shot.
Well, I know, but can you imagine you're playing basketball with the president and you, Ian K. Smith, you accidentally knock him to the ground and the Secret Service comes running over and grabs you and says, what the hell, man?
Yeah, well, I think no one obviously would intentionally want to do that, but I think that, you know, Obama knows the risk and perils of playing a very physical sport, and I think he wants to be treated just like anybody else on the court.
Well, Dr. Ian, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Plant Power, again, is out in stores now, the simple four-week plan. You can pick up the book on Amazon or at your bookstore. New Ash Kane book coming out next year, not this year. People can follow you at your website, drianesmith.com, at Twitter, Dr. Ian Smith, and Facebook, Dr. Ian K. Smith. And what was the Instagram again?
Yeah, the Instagram is Dr. Ian Smith. Spell the doctor out. IAN Smith, and our Facebook group, which I encourage people to join, because I'm in there helping everyone and we have tons of prizes and contests. That Facebook group is the title of the book. It's called Plant Power.
And people can also still follow you, see you on the Rachel Ray Show?
Yep, I'm on Rachel all the time.
I just had to look up. I didn't know when it was on here in Dallas, and I just found out it comes on here in about 45 minutes after we finish this interview. So see if I get a chance to check her out today.
Awesome.
All right. Well, it was good
talking to you.
Yep. Do you have any more of these type books coming out before the Ash Kane one next year? What else are you working on?
Next spring, I'm going to do a book that talks about how to tweak your metabolism to get it to burn fuel differently.
Oh, good.
So that'll be out next spring, so I'll talk to you then.
All right, great. Well, we'll look forward to it. Good luck with everything, sir.
All right. You too. Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Come on.